Let's start the afternoon session. The next speaker is Sofia Borowka, and she'll tell us about numerical evaluation of multiscale integrals of SecDec 3.
To the organizers for this invitation. And second of all, my apologies for my voice. It seems my body is not really accustomed to high temperatures and also the air conditioning. The project I'm going to talk about is in collaboration with Gudrun Heinrich, Stephen Jones, Matthias Kerner, Johannes Schlenk and Tom Zirke. Okay. Okay. So as we heard this morning, a lot of progress has been achieved towards the goal of describing hadron collider processes consistently at next to leading order. And the calculations beyond next to leading order are also progressing well, but automation is still difficult, and analytic methods to calculate, for example, two-loop integrals involving multiple mass scales still need to be improved. Now, numerical methods are, on the other hand, in general easier to automate, and multiple scales in addition do not pose a problem. All right. So, as this does not pose a problem for numerical methods, it's really highly interesting in light of the current need for predictions involving massive particles. And also, I want to remind you that numerical methods are not just an alternative to compute loop integrals or to compute higher order integrals, but it's also complementary. It serves as a complementary tool to push the borders, to make better predictions. So many people have been working on purely numerical methods. This list is, I'm sure, not complete. And there are a few problems associated to numerical evaluations beyond the one-loop level. And these are mainly the extraction of infrared and UV singularities, numerical convergence in the presence of integrable thresholds and integrable singularities, and the speed and accuracy. So I'm introducing the program SecDec today, and in the first version of the program, the first problem was solved. And in the second version of the program, the integrable thresholds could be integrated over properly. And now in our current news version, we further improved on the speed and accuracy, and this is an ongoing thing. So we really hope to get better here every day. About the infrared and UV singularity extraction beyond one loop, there have been diverse methods, and a lot of people have been working on it. You have the R' operation from the 70s and 80s, polynomial exponent rising introduced by Chakov and then used by Passerino. You have the sector decomposition, computation of residues within Mellon-Barnes representations, subtraction terms, and very newly, and maybe we will hear something about this later in this conference, the quasi-finite basis. But there are also important other works in UV renormalization, just to remind you of BPH set renormalization, and also works from Broters, Kreimer, and Kohns. Now, the sector decomposition approach has turned out to be the one which is highly automatable, and this is a real advantage. And therefore, it was applied in a plethora of cases. The idea goes back to Hepp in 66, who used it for the ultraviolet divergence or renormalization in general. Then it was taken up by Danner and Roth in 96 and later used by Binot and Heinrich in an algorithm for an iterated sector decomposition. The sector decomposition idea is pretty simple. You have an integral where singularities are not resolved. You split the integral in two parts, and where one part is Or if you say you have two variables, x1, x2, then you say one in the one part, x1 is always bigger than x2, and in the other, x2 is always bigger than x1. So you split the integral into two parts. You get two integrals. You perform a blow-up in these integrals, and you result with the resolution of singularities. There are several public codes using the sector decomposition method. First one on the market, I think, was from Christian Brugner and Stefan Weinzier, which is the sector decomposition program, which was later supplemented with C sectors by Gluser, Katja, Riemann, and Janden for the construction of integrands in terms of Feynman parameters. Then we have the program Fiesta by the two Smirnovs and Tintyukov, which was updated 2 years ago by Sasha Smirnov. And then there's SecDeC, where the first version was introduced in 2010 by Jonathan Carter and Gudrun Heinrich. The latter two allow for multiscale integrals, which are not limited to the Euclidean region. And this is the overview. So concentrating now on SecDeC, it's a tool to compute various sorts of integrals, general Feynman integrals for arbitrary kinematics and with enumerators, then also integrals matching a Feynman integral structure, and more general parametric functions. Let's go into more detail. If you have a Feynman loop integral, it may look like this, where the first part contains the ultraviolet overall singularities. The greenish part here is the Feynman parametrization, and then you have the functions U and F, where U contains sub-ultraviolet divergencies and F contains infrared divergencies. And these integrals live in D dimensions, have L loops and N propagators, and these propagators do not necessarily have to have a power of 1. Now, not only this is an example for scalar integrals, because the more complicated integrals are too lengthy to put on a slide, but Feynman integrals with contracted numerators of rank R are also possible to compute in SecDeC. Now, the two functions U and F, they can be constructed via topological cuts or by specifying the individual propagators in momentum space. Here is an example of these topological cuts. So let's assume you have a box, then you can cut it in all possible places, okay, and you result with a function F. It's a more graphical method, so it's more intuitive, maybe. Then, on the other hand, you can have a more general user-defined polynomial integral matching only the Feynman integral structure. So assume you have a better idea of how to present a Feynman integral, and you did a small transformation yourself, and you still want to compute it with a program, want to have a numerical check. Then you can check whether it matches somehow this structure. So it can have a prefactor which can be dependent on the regulator epsilon. It can have some Feynman parameters which are integrated from 0 to 1. And these Feynman parameters, if there are factors of them, can have negative powers. The numerator can depend on Feynman parameters, the kinematic invariance, which you can call Sij, and the regulator. And then you have these two functions, U and F, which can have, different negative or positive exponents, and they depend themselves on the Feynman parameters and the kinematic invariance. So what you see here with respect, or what's different with regard to the standard Feynman integral, is that you don't have a delta constraint. So the integrals the delta constraint was already integrated out. But this is often very useful. And also, if you want to do an analytic continuation to the complex plane, so if you want to go to the physical kinematics, the function F is used for the construction of a deformation into the complex plane. In this case, in this setup, the user has more responsibility regarding the deformation of an integration contour, as you will see later. So this is the second possibility of the second class of integrals you can have a look at. And now you have the third class, which are general parametric functions. And they can either be phase-based integrals where the infrared divergences are regulated dimensionally. Assume something like this, where you can translate your kinematic invariance into X and Y. And then you just take a standard sector decomposition approach, run it through the program. Similarly, you can also use functions of the type of hypergeometric functions. So you see here you can have factors, different factors of functions which depend on the Feynman parameters or the parameters that you want to integrate over. And there is a new feature in SecDec 3, and in our newest version, which is that you can add an additional function to these functions which can contain an epsilon dependence. And this can be very interesting because these are included, so they also depend on the Feynman parameters. So they are included in the numerical evaluation, but no sector decomposition is attached to it. So you don't get additional functions. All right, so think about any of these functions that you may want to compute. Now, I'm going to walk you through the program and see how you can do it. First, let's assume you have a loop integral. Then what do you have to do? For a loop integral, you need three input files. The first is a param.input file, which as a minimal information, needs the name of the graph and the order in the regulator epsilon that you want to compute. For all other values, in our newest version, we have defaults, which are pretty good. And you can start just with this information. Then we also separated the kinematic input, so all the numerical points are in a separate file, which might make it easier to make a list of numerical points, or I don't know, it's easier for the user. And it contains the point name that you give it and the numerical values for the kinematics. And now there's the third input, which is a Mathematica compatible file, where you can specify the momentum, the loop momentum list. So in this case, it's a two-loop integral K1 and K2. You can specify the propagators, and you can specify their powers. And as you see, you can also have negative powers. So this means that one of your denominators can actually be in the numerator. And also more. You can also have zeros in the power list. This makes it much easier with regard to previous versions to simply add or remove one power here and compute a different integral, which saves you some time. And then you have to define the external momenta, which is P1 to P4 here, and you can set a prefactor. You specify the kinematic invariance here. These are S and T, and the same order that you have here is the order that you put here. So this corresponds to a value for S of -3, here it's +1, and for T it's -2 and +4 here. And furthermore, you have to set up scalar product rules. So you say, what does P1.P1 result in? It's in this case, if it's light-like, then you have a zero, and so on. And you can also specify the dimension. So you're not restricted to 4 minus 2 epsilon dimension, but you can also have 6 minus 2 epsilon or even an odd number. All right. Then you have all the information. You put it into SecDec, into the program. Now what does the program do for you? First of all, here these signs. You know these signs probably. Are the parts which are done in Mathematica. So up to the expansion in the regulator epsilon, everything is done in an algebraic way. And only after that, the numerical integration is performed. All right, but let's step back and go to the iterated sector decomposition. So As I said, the iteration of the sector decomposition leads to the extraction of infrared and UV divergences. And there is one heuristic algorithm, which is also the oldest one, the strategy X, which was so far the most efficient one and was included since SecTech 1.0. But the problem there was that sometimes infinite recursion can appear. There are other nicer strategies introduced by Christian Bogner and Weinzier, by Smirnov and Tentyukov, and later on, very recently, a geometric strategy by Kaneko and Ueda. And these strategies avoid infinite recursion. But for more complicated cases, you have to weigh it. So on the one hand, you can have an algorithm, the heuristic algorithm, which produces very few sectors, but which gives you an infinite recursion. On the other hand, you can have strategies which do not give you an infinite recursion, but still produce more sectors than in the heuristic strategy. And then, for example, in the case of the method based on computational geometry, you get less sectors, but the resulting functions are more complicated. So you have to see. In our new version, we have implemented two strategies apart from the heuristic algorithm, which is, on the one hand, the geometric strategy by Kaneko and Ueda, and on the other hand, enhanced strategy of Kaneko and Ueda, which is combined with the Chengbu theorem. So the strategy G2 exploits this Chengbu theorem, which means it first resolves the delta constraint of the Feynman integral for one variable and integrates all other Feynman parameters to infinity. Then you perform the sector decomposition using this computational geometry method, which means you have exponents of your Feynman parameters, and these you can put into a geometric space, an inner space. And what you can do is you can calculate the Newton polytope, which means you compute the complex hull of these points in your space. And now what you do is if one of these vertices, which are the exponents of the Feynman parameters, lies in more than n minus 1 facets of the polytope, then you do a triangulation, which means you split your polytope. And this is, in SecTech, this is done with an algorithm normalist by Bruns, Ichim, Römer, and Soger. And if that procedure is complete, you perform a change of variables to map the other Feynman parameters and to the upper bound of the other Feynman parameters back to 1. Now, if you do a comparison of the different strategies, here you have the heuristic strategy. Here you have the geometric strategy, and here you have the enhanced geometric strategy. As you see, in most cases, this new strategy produces least sectors, and compared to strategy G1, takes less time. For simpler cases, the heuristic strategy is still faster. And again, It's a matter of trial also to see which is the perfect strategy for you. But that's why we have different strategies so that you can find your perfect one. Now, let's go to the next step. If you have performed the iterated sector decomposition, you can have either a single scale integral or you can have multiple scales. And if you are in the physical region and have multiple scales, then your function f that I introduced in the beginning can still vanish, even after the sector decomposition. So if you look at a simple one-loop bubble, this is the function f that you would get. And here you see very soon that you find a combination of s times t1, which goes to zero for the same value of m squared. Now, what you do is this I delta prescription is there, but numerically it's hard to implement. So what do? You perform a deformation of the integration contour and use Cauchy's theorem and continue your integrand analytically into the complex plane. And this is what is done here. So your deformation, which goes back to Dave Soper, 99, is what you see here. You always need to have a negative sign of your imaginary part, and this is made sure with this minus sign here that you include up here. Then you fix your boundary points for zero at 0 and 1, so your Cauchy theorem really works. And you include the deformation, or you include the derivative of f with regard to your Feynman parameters. This means that your Landau equations are satisfied. And this you put back in here, and as this is a squared function, it will always be positive. So your minus sign will remain, so you will always have a negative sign of your imaginary part. After this deformation of the integration contour is done, you result with some functions which still contain factorized poles of this type. And what you can do with these subsector integrands, I, is that you extract the singular parts by subtraction. So in another way, you actually expand it in plus distributions. After the subtraction, an expansion in the regulator epsilon is done. And after that, you are ready for the numerical integration. The numerical integration can be done either with the integrators in the Cuba 4 library, which is Kure, Suave, Divon, and Vigas, or for the parametric functions, you can also use Bayes. And new in our version 3 is that we included C-quad, which is the fastest one-dimensional integrator on the market, which is interesting if you want to apply SecDec on a larger scale. Because all those functions which only depend on one variable, they can be integrated extremely fast. Also included is the possibility to use an integrate for your evaluation instead of this Cuba library, because at some point this commercial integrator is maybe developing better and better, and then you might be interested in that. Also, there's a different commercial integrator, which is called the NAG, N-A-G routine, and we also have an implementation of that if you're interested in it. It's not public, but you can just ask me. Summarizing all the new features of the version 3 is that we added 2 additional decomposition algorithms based on computational geometry, which avoid an infinite recursion. Numerators can be given in terms of inverse propagators. Linear propagators can also be treated. Furthermore, you can have epsilon-dependent symbolic functions if you compute a parametric integral. Furthermore, we restructured the user input, and this should help interfacing with reduction programs. We included 2 new integrators, C-quad and n-integrate, and facilitated the usage of batch systems, and accelerated the scans over parameter ranges. We also largely rewrote the internal structure, which was a lot of work, but in the end, it really serves for future developments. And this means really SecDec is ready for large-scale applications. So if you want to download the program, this is our webpage, secdechepforge.org, hosted by HepForge, thanks to that. And it's easy to install. You can make a check to see whether all the install process worked and SecDec really works on your computer. You need Mathematica version 7 or above, Perl, Fortran, or C++ compiler. Then if you want to use these geometric strategies, you can also download Normalis. And but it's also given in the program how you download it, so it's not It's not very difficult to do it. Now, let me show you a selection of applications. On the one hand, I want to show you some applications for master integrals, then some larger scale application, and then some miscellaneous applications. So first to the master integrals. I think the most recent just master integral we computed was this master integral here, where you have two mass scales. On the one hand, a massive box, and on the other hand, you have massive external particles. And the results are presented here, so you see here the real part and the imaginary part, in varying the varying S, which is P1 plus P2 squared. And on the y-axis, you see the function, so the integrand. The timings here are between 16 and 42 seconds. This is still the CPU time that you can also switch to real time and see how long it really took you. And relative accuracy of 10 to the minus 3 to 10 to the minus, and an absolute accuracy of 10 to the minus 5. Now, I also once made a toy integral check to see how well Sector can actually treat many scales. And so I cooked up this integral where you have 13 independent mass scales. And taking a full numerical approach, you see that the timings range between 10 and 80 seconds, still in Sector 2. So many scales are really not a bottleneck. Then a bit older and a bit older application was to compute two of the most complicated two-loop diagrams entering top quark pair production at next to leading order, where this first integral enters the heavy fermionic corrections, where no analytical result is available, but the numerical approach is really easy. And on the other hand, we tried this GGTT2, which enters the light fermionic corrections. It has a more complicated infrared singularity structure. It has spurious divergencies and numerical cancellation. So the pure numerical approach is really difficult. In this case, we had to do, took a mixed approach. We first made an analytical preparation and used the user-defined setup that I explained to you in the beginning to evaluate the second integral. Looking at the results, this is the result for the GGTT1, where you have a massive loop here. And the timings for the scalar integral in Sector 2 range between 11 and 1,600 seconds, while they are smaller for a rank 2 integral. Rank 2 means that you have two numerator structures, two loop momenta, contracted with some external momenta in the numerator. And here are the results for the non-planar massive two-loop diagram, which was harder to compute, which was very hard to compute numerically, and which is why we did this mixed approach. And the analytical results became available by Andreas von Manteuffel and Cedric Sedaris. So this was also a nice check. Then we're not the only ones to use SecDec. There are also other people. For example, Tobias Huber and Susanne Krenke used it to compute four-point integrals where you have the dashed lines, which are massless, the wiggly lines are massive, and the double lines are also massive, and the dots are propagator powers, which are not one. So you have higher propagator powers. Furthermore, there was an application for two-loop mass integrals for QQ bar to a vector boson fusion. And I think you all know these people, Thomas Germann, Andreas von Manteuffel, Lorenzo Tancredi, and Erich Weiss. And they use SecDec for checks of box integrals with off-shell external legs. Now, coming to larger scale projects, if you go to supersymmetry and if you go to the MSSM, you naturally have a lot of massive particles with different masses. And this is an ideal application for the numerical approach and for SecDic. So these are the two loop integrals that you have. These are the integrals that are part of the amplitude. And we did a tensor reduction with a package 2 calc for the two loop integrals and form calc for the one loop integrals. The one loop integrals enter via the subloop renormalization. And the momentum dependent integrals were evaluated numerically with SecDic with a preliminary version of version 3. And we had in total 34 mass configurations, which are under the SecDic. And these are these four integrals, where here you have the sunrise or sunset integral. And this plot here is an example for this integral here, and this plot for this integral. And you can have differences of kinematic invariance of up to 14 orders of magnitude. You can have a relative accuracy which is better than 10 to the minus 5. And the timings range between 0.01 second to 100 seconds. So it is feasible, and it is included in the program FineHigs, where these 34 mass configurations are run on the fly. Now, if you go to a more ambitious project and you want to compute a full two-loop process, then you go to gluon-gluon to double Higgs. And as you may know, the double Higgs production in gluon fusion is interesting for the measurement of the Higgs boson self-coupling. The leading order is known for a long time, and the next-to-leading order and next-to-next-to-leading order is known only in the heavy-M top limit. Sometime here is supplemented with a 1 over M top expansion, with matching coefficients, with an NNL threshold resummation. The full mass dependence is also known in the real radiation part, plus matching it to Parton shower. But the full top mass dependence for the virtual amplitude is missing so far. So this requires the computation of unknown two-loop integrals. They can have four independent scales, S1-2 and S2-3, and the Higgs mass and the top mass. And the numerical evaluation is done with SecDic. Here's one example for an integral and some planar integral where the wiggly lines are the gluons, Higgs bosons, and the top quark. And here are some more examples where you also have coefficients in epsilon. So you also have divergent parts where you have to compute these coefficients. This is a non-planar example and another non-planar example. And this is an ongoing project, and we will see. But this is the first really large-scale application. And again, we're not the only ones to do such large-scale applications. Guido Bell, Rudi Rahn, and Tim Talbert are currently working on an automated calculation of digit soft functions in SCET. And they use our general setup so they calculate the double emission contribution, and they include some counterterms they have analytically. And these counterterms are the ones that you can insert with the new features in SecDic. You just insert a sort of dummy function. And that's something they can already make use of. And we also work together to implement further features needed for the project. So if you have any questions, we're always trying to help and see if there are things we can add to the program. And there are some other applications, for example, a WIMP, WIMP electromagnetic form factor at two loop was calculated by Carlos Tamarit and Ita Yavin. They calculated these types of diagrams. And there is a model for radiative mass generation, for radiative neutrino mass generation, where they computed three-loop diagrams, and they had some funny diagram like this, which is called the cocktail diagram. And they checked it and computed it only numerically with our program. So here I'm already coming to my summary. So SecDec allows for the computation of diverse integrals contributing to scattering amplitudes. In our newest version, we have new decomposition strategies. We improve the user interface. You can have negative propagator powers and linear propagators. New integrators were added, and the efficiency was much increased. And these new features prepare SecDec 3 for larger scale applications. And as an outlook, we want to push the limits of the method further. We want to minimize spurious singularities and make interfaces to other programs, for example, Fire, Light, Red, or Reduce. And perform an application to phenomenologically relevant processes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your talk. We have time for a couple of questions.
Does SecDec have support for parallelization?
Sorry?
Does SecDec have support for parallelization, or more
yes.
generally?
So, first of all, the algebraic part, let me see. If you go to the operational sequence, so the algebraic part is parallelized fully, and also the iterated sector decomposition, we changed that recently. And apart from that, so the algebraic part is something that you do just once. Because after that, you get functions which depend on your kinematic invariants, and you can put in values for these kinematic invariants. So in principle, you only have to redo the numerical integration step. And for that, first of all, CUBA has an internal parallelization. And this is what we use, and you can we have these, that's why we facilitated the use of clusters, so that you can really take a package and send it away to clusters, so that you can do a heavy parallelization. And for example, for this Higgs MSSM Higgs mass calculation, the integrals are also sent to a cluster. So, okay.
More questions?
In the examples, you quoted a precision of 10 to minus 3 and then a timing.
Yes.
What happens if you want to push the precision a little higher?
So, this really depends on the numerical integration, of course. As soon as you have to use a Monte Carlo integrator, I think the best you can get is 10 to the minus 5. If you have fewer, if you have a functional dependence of a fewer Feynman parameters, let's say less than 5, you can take a more deterministic algorithm and numerical integrator, and these can give you up to 10 to the minus 13 precision. So this depends on your integrand. Therefore, it could also be interesting if you have the functions in this step, to simplify them yourself. So this would be one option to improve on the numerical accuracy. And on the other hand, I also hope for Monte Carlo integrators to improve. But I think so far the point where we can improve something is really in the decreasing of the number of Feynman parameters to integrate over. So in this sense, well, yes, for numerical integration, and also if you have the functions, you can do whatever you like with them. But in principle, that's, yeah.
Yeah, just how high can you go with the rank? So did you try, for example, which kind of ranks did you try for numerical evaluation? For example, does it work for 4 powers of scalar products?
Yeah, so let me think. I think so there's a current example where we're working on rank 4. And there we had some problems with large numerator structures, and released a new version of SecDec improving on that. But this would be the highest we tested. So.
Okay. Any more questions? That's not the case. Let's thank Sophia again.